And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, thank you, and hello again, everybody. Back here for a brand new week. Bob, did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, very nice, but I have to admit, I spent most of the time looking forward to tonight's program, because as we worked it out Friday there in rehearsal at the office, I thought that it looked like one of the best bets of radio listening for today. Like a show that fitted together in the manner of a jigsaw puzzle that was perfectly put together, if you know what I mean.
Oh, baloney. We'll be here for the next few minutes, friends, and we hope that you'll have the patience to put up with what we think is a very, very ordinary Bob and Ray show. Mediocre, probably, would be a more apt description. And I think maybe we could start off by asking for the assistance of Bob and Ray on record, Bob. Have you heard about that?
Can we do that? No, I haven't heard about that.
Let me hold this up for you. This is...
Use camera one there, will you?
This is the Bob and Ray record. We'd like to play one portion of it. What do you think of that, folks?
Oh,
the audience here? Nice cover.
Pretty cover. I get the close-up on it.
Yes, it's not too bad. Very bright, and I think it'll catch everyone's eye. Anyway, this is one portion of it. And would you play that a little bit right there?
Time to play that great radio TV fun game, ladies, grab your seats.
And now, your musical MC, Bobby B. Elliott. Thank you, Clayton Bud Goulding. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Today's a very special day on Ladies Grab Your Seats, because it's Guest Husband's Day. And we've asked our assistants to pick out a contestant here in our studio audience and to bring her and her husband here to our stage. And can you tell us who they'll be, Clayton Bud Goulding?
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore.
Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore. Let's bring them on up here, I say, to play our game. Hello there, Ms. and Mrs. Belmore.
Hello.
Where did they say you were from?
All from Illinois.
All from Illinois. What's that near?
Well, it's near Elgin.
Near Elgin. Wonderful. And you know how we play our little radio television game here? It's kind of a musical chairs game.
Yes, I listen to it all the time.
What do you do, Mr. Belmore? What's your work?
Me, I'm a jockey.
And do you race there in Illinois?
That's
do you?
Right, up and down.
What do you mean up and down?
Well, it's only a straight stretch. It's farm, and it's not thoroughbred.
Well, they're kind of racing for the fun of it.
Kind of like plow horses, and it's more or less fun in the evening, Saturday night.
I'll bet it is. What do you do for hobbies out there, Ms. Belmore?
Well, I like to put up jelly and one thing another.
Oh, that's wonderful. Haven't brought any with you here this morning for a sample, have you?
I wish I had.
I guess we don't have that kind of luck,
too. Everyone who's ever tried my jelly has always had the
thought. There's the signal from Rosalie.
All
meeting
at time.
Fine. But we've had our signal meeting. It's game time, and we're all set to play. Ladies, grab your seats. Only in this case, it's the ladies and the gentlemen. This is Miss Clayton Belmore from Illinois. Now, you know, we're going to play a little song, and every time the song stops, you have to take one of those chairs. Yeah, we'll start with two chairs, and we'll take one away each time. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right.
You got it, yep.
Okay, let's go. Rosario, please. Yeah, well, Mr. Richard Belmore.
Yeah, we'll probably win a house full of credit.
Well, judge on them. Hope you'll be great.
Yeah, the trick endings now. You both found a chair there. You both have a place, kind of a standoff or a sit off, as it were. And so I think we'd better take one chair away, Clayton Bud Goulding. What do you
say?
Right
on, Bobby D. One chair.
Makes the game a little bit more exciting, Mr. and Mrs. Belmore. Now, when the music starts, you go after that one chair this time for the big prize. All right, Rosa, if you will, please.
Who's
you watch it yourself. Here it goes.
You can stop any time, you know.
This may not be as long as the other collectors. That is, no, that.
No,
that's not it.
Quiet, please.
That's it. Oh. I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Belmore. Will you get a towel, please? Mr. Belmore, to there. Unfortunately, it's rather warm weather here in New York, too. So we want you to have that electric pop-up poster. Congratulations for having played our game. And there's our music. It seems our time is up. It's gone all too fast. Hope you'll all be here again tomorrow. Our ladies and gentlemen, bye.
Well, due largely to the... Can I buy that record somewhere?
Yes, I think so.
Due largely to the fact that this week marks the golden anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America, let's take a minute now to salute one representative of this outstanding youth movement. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Jackie Tupperman, Tenderfoot, BSA, Boy Scouts of America.
Hi, everybody.
Jackie, first, would you tell us how old you are?
Well, I'm... 64 years old.
Don't they retire people from the Scouts at a certain age?
Well, I'm a charter member.
Oh.
And I joined in the year 1910. And so far they haven't got around to mustering me out. Besides, Scouts aren't quitters.
You're a tenderfoot, I notice. Isn't that kind of like the rank of private?
Well, I made Star Scout once, but they busted me. I tried cooking a can of beans in the campfire without poking steam holes in it. It went off like a bomb. Blew hot beans all over the place.
Hot beans.
It was a mess.
Well, thanks for visiting us, Jackie, Tenderfoot, and the Boy Scouts of America. Ray and I would like to salute you and your millions of fellow Boy Scouts everywhere on your golden anniversary.
I'll be seeing them later tonight, and I'll tell them.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Has Baloo called in yet?
Yes, he's all set. Right now, in Nashua, New Hampshire, about to take place is the famous February 8th parade, which has been something going on up there on the 8th of February for, I don't know, as old as the Boy Scouts of America, I believe. Bob, and the horns here on the floor?
Yes, so I can...
Wally Baloo is up there, and he's going to broadcast what we hope will be the highlights of that parade. Come in, then, please. Wally Baloo.
Sitting here on the corner of Main and Spruce Streets and presenting the famous February 8th parade. Just a few feet from me is my ex-broadcasting partner, Artie Skirmahorn, who's covering the parade for another network.
Buddy, Wally Baloo.
And I hope his voice isn't confusing you folks listening too much.
Mr. Baloo's voice isn't leaking into our...
Down the street, the first parade group, a group of high school students.
The parade that is coming now, a group of high school
just,
students.
Just almost reaching us.
They are just...
Just
a
moment,
please.
Artie, I wonder if you turn the other way, please. We're picking you up, my engineer tells me. Well, ladies and gentlemen...
I'm picking up Wally Baloo on our network.
A very colorfully attired group of high school students.
Nice at this point.
Carrying
a
big banner.
Obviously, you're getting their uniforms ready. They're beautifully attired.
They're carrying a big banner that says February 8th.
There's a banner that they're holding, says February 8th, 1916.
A tremendous ovation from the crowd.
The crowd
here
really, really loves it.
As the group
I saw the tremendous
back.
Ovation they're receiving.
And,
as they go by.
Artie, we're picking you up again.
What's that, engineer?
Now, one of the high spots that we've been waiting for, the famous...
Wally, I'm afraid that we're picking you up on our microphones.
Well,
here.
I was so here first.
Clam up, Mushmouth, and give me an opportunity to broadcast with the thinly quality network.
My employers made the arrangements for this parade that it was supposed to
Here's
be exclusive.
Here's probably a highlight of the parade now, the famous...
The famous bagpipe band of Sunapee, New Hampshire, now is making its way...
Making its way...
down the street.
Coming down the street here.
And it will turn, of course, following the ratified.
Turn the left up above, following the parade route.
After that, the floats will be coming along. If I see the first one, I think I see the first one now.
I think the coming into view now is the first float.
That's the second one. I see the second
one.
The
second one, of course.
And I see the third one.
And the third one.
And I can see four or five more that Artie Skirbohorn
yes,
can't
maybe.
See.
Yes, maybe. They probably are. Five or six more coming along.
Another cheer goes up from the crowd. And that's
crowd,
about it.
You probably here. Heard, was cheering just then at the first float.
It was great cheering as the first float passed our broadcasting vantage point
and
made its way off by the town hall.
Friendly Polity Network is glad to be here.
Right on my microphone that time, Artie.
Cover this parade.
Not over that parade.
We might point
out.
Andre,
it's been a most
right here.
Day. Of course, it led with the beans.
Remember, friends, whenever you want ice cream, be sure to ask for Leo's ice cream.
I think your commercials.
Leo puts good, heavy, rich cream.
You're linking commercials on our network, Artie, and I can't stand any more of it.
Special is Cherry Jubilee.
And so now.
Rich, rich vanilla.
So I hope you've been able to make out the broadcast of this colorful day.
We're about ready to conclude the broadcast.
Back to our main studios. In Portland.
In Augusta.
Well, thanks, Wally, and he was having a little interference with somebody.
Old Addie Skirmohorn really has.
I guess
we
should have mentioned that Artie left our employ as of the first of the year and went with the other network. And Wally may be running into trouble with him here and there.
Well, if you would read this now in a pseudo-stuffy manner. Please.
Right. Now, important news about fast relief for cold miseries.
Well, Bob, that kind of news is always important, especially when it comes from four-way cold tablets.
Here's Stuart Irwin, star of stage, screen, television.
Hello. Ask any actor. One thing we have no use for in the movies is a nasty cold. Who wants to go on the set with muscles sore, head throbbing? I need fast relief of cold miseries.
What do you do for it, Mr. Irwin?
I always take four-way cold tablets. Then I feel better quickly. Four-way is the fast way to relieve cold distress, even of bad virus colds.
That's true. Clinical tests of all the leading cold tablets proved Four-Way fastest acting. In minutes, Four-Way's exclusive formula speeds wonderful pain reliever into your bloodstream and all through your body. In the same time, the other leading brands showed no trace of pain-relieving medicines. None of the other leading cold tablets, only Four-Way, started so fast to relieve all these cold miseries.
Relieves muscular pains, headache.
Reduces fever.
Calms upset stomach.
Also overcomes irregularity. Today, get four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those nasty cold miseries. Four-way, only 29 cents.
Arnold Schiffer, freelance slogan man, is with us today.
Start the day with Bob and Ray.
Well, we're on in the evening, Arnold.
Well, let's see. How about, wait a minute. Make your night time a bright time. What do you say? Tune in and listen?
Arnold, I think it's that's a little bit aggressive, actually.
Well, I thought it was plaintive, but with a touch of...
Have you got a slogan?
Hold it, wait, I got a flash. Take five at 7:45 and listen.
Well, take five. We're on for 15 minutes every night.
No,
not always.
Closer.
Well, Arnold, have you and your slogans caught on anywhere?
Well, as you know, freelance sloganeering is a pretty slender line, but I think I hit it for a client on this one. Spend your hours looking over Bledsoe's flowers.
That was for a florist?
No, I wrote it for a cake flower. Bledsoe's cake flowers.
Oh.
Spend your hours looking them over.
How about the presidential candidate market? I think those people are always looking.
Well, I've been working on that, too, but only three or four guys have thrown their hats into the ring so far, and that's, you know, not much to work with.
Yeah.
I wish Truman would run again. I got a real beauty for him.
Arnold Schiffer, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
you're probably one of the most boring guests we've had for a long time. Mm. We've got to go anyway. We'll have word from Paula in just 10 seconds.
Okay, sweetheart, the microphone's yours.
Hello, my name is Paul and I'm 9 years old.
Oh, just great. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Don't tell a soul. Crosby and Clooney return February 29th to the CBS Radio Network.
you hear a moon.